Subject, a disrespectful husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a happily married woman who enjoys the simple things in life. I've been married for 3 years, but we dated for 6. Our relationship has been amazing throughout those years, but recently things have changed some. My husband has become this controlling freak. It all started out when he attended a groomsmen party at a strip club. I don't know what they did to my husband, but since then, he has become extremely out of hand. He spent $300 on costumes and toys, thinking I was going to engage into his madness.
Yeah.
This makes me feel somewhat as if I'm not doing something right in bed, because he felt the need to go over the line with that. I spoke with him numerous times about this, and he feels like he is sparking up the intercourse. A couple nights ago, while being at work for a 16-hour shift, I came home to a man dressed in thongs, and he had whips and chains chained to his waist. I couldn't help but to laugh at first, but then suddenly became upset. I told him he has reached the top of the line and is taking it too far. He insists that he just wants to have a little fun. While cooking dinner, he will make shapes out of his food of private parts, and I find it extremely disrespectful. It's getting to the point where he is sending X-rated pictures of himself to my phone while I'm at work. Once again, I spoke with him about this crap, and he continues to think it's cute. Last night, as I was sitting at my desk researching some stuff for work, he called me to the room claiming he needed help with something. I walked in and found him naked, wearing a Jerry Curl wig.
Go, boy!
I couldn't help but to cry. This is not only getting me upset, it's also stressing me out to the point where all I do is cry now. He is ruining our relationship, and I'm afraid I'm going to walk out on him if he keeps this childish behavior up. Stephen Shirley, please help me with this husband of mine.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, the thing about your crazy, you know, freak of a husband, he is kind of freaky, is that he forgot to check with you. He just forgot to check with you. You're his wife. He forgot to check to see if you wanted or if you would be willing to go along with all of this. He's just throwing it in your face without any consideration of how you feel. I mean, and that's the point of a relationship, especially a marriage. You have to consider the other person. And clearly you're uncomfortable with his newfound freedom and freakiness and all of this. I mean, doesn't he know that women like to be romanced? They don't like to be bullied, okay? They don't like to be repulsed. And that's what's happening here. Now, it might be time. It definitely might be time for you guys to spice up the sex in your relationship. It could, you know, all relationships go through that. So it could be time for that. Spice it up in the bedroom. But it has to be something that you both agree on. You may want to go there too. Too, but not like the way he's taking you there. Steve,
this come on. Letter
come on.
Mm-hmm. Ain't about nothing but that damn strip club. That's all this letter about. This letter ain't for counseling. This letter ain't about no what should I do. Lady, you have called the wrong person if you was looking for that. This just about that damn strip club. You've been married for 3 years, dated for 6. Our relationship has been amazing throughout those years. That's 9 years total. Amazing years, y'all. But now, anytime you say but, it negates everything you said before. Because she don't give a damn about them 9 blissful, amazing years she done had. All she know is something done changed because my husband has become this controlling freak. Controlling? That ain't what he is. Somebody let the freak out.
Yes.
That's all this is. And I think it's just about that damn strip club. And them damn strippers done turned him out. Now, he a stupid customer, because what the strippers do is not what you're supposed to go home and do. Now, unless your wife wants to take on some of these stripper moves, you really ain't supposed, you not supposed to do what you saw the stripper do. What is you sitting up in here and you got a thong on for? You ain't the stripper with the whips and stuffs and chains hanging off of it. What you doing in some high heel plastic boots for? Fool, body wanna see this here? You can sit up there and bought your ass a Jerry Curl wig. Now your wife come around the corner, you laying there naked. I be damned, Rick James is laying up in here naked. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Listen to me. Stop scaring your wife like that. Yeah, I don't have no and sitting up in here with all this food on the plate. You shaping like body parts and sitting up here and put all the cabbage on your plate and put a hole in the middle of it. What is that supposed to be?
Dang. It did say food.
Just what the hell is that supposed to be? Now sitting up in here, you done just got yourself a jumbo asparagus spear. And what is that, mister? Pointing at the cabbage. Now you done pointed your asparagus spear at the cabbage with the hole in it. What am I supposed to eat now? Sitting up here with the nasty food like it's a damn play or something. Put an apple on here with a face on it. Who ass is that? You know, I can't even wear these apple bottom jeans. And you sitting up in here, you know, I tried to order a pair offline. You done bought all this stuff in here. What is this about? You sit up here and just put a big old yam on the damn plate. A yam. A big old lumpy yam. Now, if that's what my ass is looking like to you, why don't you say so?
What?
Oh, man.
Make me. What is the cottage cheese about? I slapped the taste out your mouth now. Cottage cheese on the plate, and then looking at me like you want to have some. No, you didn't. Put a smiley face on the end of a hot dog.
He went there. Go ahead,
halfway dog. Hanging off the bun. What is that supposed to mean, mister?
Mr. Harvey.
Come on, a hot dog with a smiley face on it, halfway on the bun. What is that supposed to mean, mister? Mustard? What is you shooting? What is you shooting the mustard for?
Okay, the end.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.